want a brand new breakfast idea? Then get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Yes, indeed. Try the brand new cereal assortment with 10 individual packages in all. 4 Wheaties, 4 Cheerios, 2 Kix. All top favorites and all extra fresh. Yes, it's fun to take your pick from Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix. Get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Get that tray today.
And now, the Betty Crocker cereal tray presents... The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that the criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure of The Leopard Spots. Listen, have you heard the big news? It's all about a big, exciting model city which can be yours tomorrow. Yes, you can get a model city that looks just like a real city without sending in a single penny. Model City is at your grocer's now. Be sure to keep listening, and later in the program, I'll tell you how you can get Model City. Track was packed with enthusiastic lovers of fine horses. In one box sat a rather notorious character, Fixer Kester. With Kester was John Gray, the attorney.
At the house, it's Deadbeat and Jim Crack, neck and neck, and Tadpole. Drinkwater, it's Jim Crack, Deadbeat, Tadpole, and Warcloud moving up on the outside.
Come on, Warcloud! Watch him, Gray!
Warcloud by half a length, a length. It's Warcloud, Jim Crack, and Deadbeat. The result is not official. Hold your ticket.
Well, Gray, that's it. I call that race.
Pure luck, Kester. That's all it was. I hope you're as lucky when your appeal is heard.
Do I need luck with you as my attorney?
Kester, the Daily Sentinel just about took you apart when it showed you've been fixing things at the City Hall for racketeers. It hasn't been easy to keep you out of jail in the past. It's even harder now.
Maybe I need another mouthpiece.
Yes, maybe. But just remember, the City Hall boys are in jail right now. You're out.
On bail. I want to be in the clear. And, Gray, I have an idea.
Yeah?
It came to me while I was listening to the horse race. Have you any idea how many bookmakers there are in this city?
Plenty of them.
That's right. And I know most of them. Where and how they operate and all about them.
Well, what about it?
I'm going to become a crusader. Repent my past. Reform. I'm going to clean up horse racing. Smash the betting parlors.
No, just...
I've got a million-dollar idea. I'll swing public sentiment to my side. I'll be the fair-haired boy. It's bound to have an effect on my appeal. Gray... While I'm doing it, I'll make a pile of dough. I'll beat the rap and the races at the same time.
Michael Axford sat in the office of Britt Reed's secretary in the Daily Sentinel building. The big fellow wore an expression of woe as he read the influential newspaper.
$2 I had riding on Deadbeat. I thought sure he'd win. Casey, it goes to show you can't beat the races.
Oh, Michael, you're so right.
You never know what a horse will do.
You and horses have something in common.
I bet the lads in the city room lost plenty on Deadbeat. Lowry was sure he'd win, and so was Gunnigan.
Oh, Michael, please forget the Gee-Gees and let me get to work. I have a lot of mail to go through.
I don't see why Britt Reed can't read his own mail. By golly, I
can't... Hi, Casey. Hello, Eckford.
Hello, Lowry.
What's in?
Well, he's in his office, Lowry, but he's busy.
Yeah, Lowry, he's busy.
All right, just send in word that I've got a story on Fixer Kester.
Very well, but he didn't want to be disturbed. Oh, here he is now.
I thought I heard voices out here.
Hey, boss, what'll you hear about Fixer Kester?
Now, what about him, Lowry?
He's out on bail.
What?
I heard about it. He's appealing his case, isn't he?
Yeah.
Reed, if there's any justice at all, Kester should be put away for the rest of his life. During the last administration, that crook got away with everything but murder.
He may have gotten away with murder, too.
I know.
Isn't he the one who served as a go-between for those racketeers in the trucking industry?
Yes, Miss Case. He was the go-between for a good many crooks in this city.
He had an inside track to the city hall.
Yeah, but no more. We cleaned out the city hall at the last election.
Kester won't get to first base with his appeal.
Don't be too sure of that, boss. He's plenty smart. And so's that lawyer of his.
After the publicity he's had, Lowry, and the things we've brought out about him, he can't win.
I wouldn't bet on that.
Sovereign snakes. Look who's here.
How do you do? May I come in?
Fixer Kester himself.
Hello, Lowry.
What are you doing here, Kester?
I came to see your boss, Axford.
Well, Kester, the last time I saw you, you were in court.
Reed, I'd like to see you privately. I think I can convince you that we're on the same side of the fence.
That's a laugh.
Excuse me, boss. This place has gotten crowded.
Kester, if you have anything to say to me, you can say it right here, and my secretary will take notes. Now, what's this about being on the same side of the fence?
I admit I've been wrapped up in a lot of shady deals.
Yeah, that's what the jury thought.
Most of the rackets have been broken up.
And you along with them.
I want to redeem myself. Oh, I know what you're thinking, Reed, but you're wrong. I'm sincere. The Daily Sentinel is a crusading newspaper. That's why I came here. I've become a crusader.
Yeah?
It's true, Reed. There's one racket that's flourishing in this city, and I'm the man who can smash it.
What's that?
Gambling on the horses. They're bookmakers all over the city. They use back rooms and candy stores. They work from private homes and apartments. They're even making book and soda fountains near the high schools.
And what are you going to do about it?
Reed, I'm going to use the time I'm out on bail to smash the bookie joints.
Indeed.
I don't believe it.
Do you think you can win enough goodwill to gain your freedom when your appeal is heard?
Reed, I'm sincere. I know who the bookmakers are and how they operate. I'm going to help smash the gambling ring in this city. I'll need backing.
Financial?
No, the backing of your newspaper.
How generous and public-spirited you are, Kester. Quite a reversal, isn't it?
And how?
I can't blame you for being suspicious.
What'll you get out of it, Kester?
I don't want anything out of it.
Have you gone to the district attorney?
No, but I intend to. I came here first,
Kester, if the DA believes you, you can count on the backing of the Daily Sentinel.
By golly, Kester, if you're on the level, you can count on help from me, too.
Thanks.
I'll be in my office the rest of the day, Kester. I'll be hoping to hear from the district attorney.
Very well, Reed. I'm sure you will.
Well, this case, Kester sold the DA.
He did? Then he's serious about his reform.
We'll have to wait and see.
Parlors to go. Former racketeer leads cleanup on gambling.
Here you are.
Yesterday, district attorney in Warren horse betting. That's Alexi Kester.
There, Gray, that's the story. How do you like it?
Well, Kester, at least you've made the headlines in a different way.
Former racketeer. Get that? Former racketeer.
You're playing with fire.
Mike, fun I am. I'm playing it safe. I know the boys that run the bookie parlors, and I'll help the DA get the goods on them. As fast as the present places are closed, I'll open new places with my own boys in charge. I'll own every place in town where a bet's taken on a horse.
Well, then what?
I'll fix some of the biggest races, and on those we'll clean up.
Hold on, Kester. You can't fix horse races.
I have plans. Don't worry.
Well, even if you can fix a couple of races...
When we know the favorite can't win, we simply pocket the cash that's bet on him. Bucket shot tactics, you see?
I don't like it.
You will. When you see my cleanup in the Island Handicap.
The Island Handicap? Manitoba's a sure winner in that.
Uh-huh. Only Manitoba won't win.
Now, hold on, Kester. Skip Collins will probably be up on Manitoba. And he's the squarest jock that ever wore silks. You can't bribe Collins.
You'll see. And in the meantime, I'm going to help the DA crusade against bookmakers.
Confound it, Lowry. Axford, what's the matter with you two? Why can't you find out what Kester's up to?
But I tell you, boss, he's keeping his word. He's closing up the bookies.
And he's winning a lot of goodwill.
Before we know it, he's going to beat the rap. I tell you, he's up to something.
I don't know, boss. He's certainly a changed man.
He's putting on an act, and it's nothing but a smokescreen.
I don't know about that, Reed. He's even gone so far as to square himself with Skip Collins.
Who?
Young jockey, boss. The kid that's up on Manitoba in the Island Handicap on Saturday. A year ago, Kester tried to bribe the kid.
Oh.
Well, he's apologized. Shook hands with Collins. Even lined up a new job for Skip's sister.
That was big of Kester.
Well, Jeannie needed a break and a better job. She supported Skip ever since their parents were killed 4 years ago.
Who's going to win the handicap?
Manitoba with Collins Ups, the heavy favorite.
Well, I want both of you to watch Kester closer than ever. I won't believe that a leopard can change his spots or a polecat his stripes. Moreover, I don't think Kester would go as far as this to influence the decision on his appeal. I tell you, that man's a crook, and that crook is up to something.
Rick Reed would have had even more reason to doubt Kester if he had witnessed the scene in a small home in the suburbs. It was the home of Skip Collins, the jockey who was slated to ride the favorite on Saturday. When Skip came home, he saw a lean-faced man waiting on the front porch.
Well, what do you want, mister?
Business, laddie. Business. Very personal and private. See? Let's go inside the house.
Gun?
Yeah. Now we go in, huh?
Come on.
Good sense, Skip. You're showing good sense.
Well, now what?
Your sister will be late getting home. Quite late, see?
What do you mean?
I represent a lot of men, see? A lot of men who would lose plenty dough should you kick Manitoba home a winner on Saturday.
You better get out of here.
Sure, sure thing. But first, I gotta tell you to be sure and ride Manitoba in a box. Get the GG trapped. So it'll look real natural when you don't come home in front.
You mean I'm to lose a handicap?
You catch on.
Why, you dirty...
Watch it. Let me finish and I'll breeze. Like I said, some gents would be sore if Manitoba won. They'd lose plenty. They might take it out on your sister.
You mean my...
Right now, she's where she won't be hurt. After the race, she'll come home safe and sound. If Manitoba doesn't win.
We'll continue our story in just a moment. Boys and girls, come in closer. Listen to this great new gift offer. You can get a swell-looking big model city. A model city that looks just like a real city. It has all kinds of business buildings, houses, garages, sheds, fences, billboards, even automobiles and trucks. They all look so real it'll amaze you. And listen, you have all the fun of building this model city. You build houses, buildings, everything. Then put them together to make a big, complete model city. How much do you have to pay for it? Well, that's the terrific thing about this offer. You don't have to send one single penny. No money, no box tops, no coupons, and no waiting. Model City is waiting for you right now, right in your nearest grocery store. All you have to do is buy the Betty Crocker cereal tray, that wonderful new assortment, giving you 10 individual packages of Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix, all in one handy package. Model City comes right on the packages. You get it when you buy the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Just wait till you see Model City. Here's just one avenue. Look, there's a big service station with gasoline pump. Next, the ice cream store with a dentist office upstairs. Then, Model City's bank and a hotel, too, with coffee shop and restaurant. All this, plus different style houses. Two-story, one-story, brick, shingle, modern, old-fashioned, all kinds of houses. In addition, there are automobiles, garages, fences, billboards, storage shed, awnings, and just about everything else you see in a real city. And Model City is easy to build, too. Many slots pre-cut, no pasting or gluing needed. You just have the fun of cutting out and assembling. Don't miss this great gift offer. Tomorrow, go to your grocer's. Get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the assortment of Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix, 10 individual packages in all. Model City is right on the Betty Crocker cereal tray packages. Remember, when you get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, you get Model City. There's no waiting, no box tops, no money, no coupons to send in. Hurry, be one of the first to have Model City complete. Get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, and on it, get Model City tomorrow. And now to continue our story. It was after dinner in Brick Reed's luxurious apartment. Michael Axford, as usual, left to spend the evening with his friends at police headquarters. It was then that Britt spoke to Cato, his faithful valet, and the only person who knew that the young publisher was the Green Hornet.
Cato, neither Axford nor Lowry have been able to learn anything about Custer. But bets are being placed in spite of all the places that have been shut down.
Yes, sir. What does that mean?
Well, Manitoba's the top heavy favorite, and yet there's apparently money to cover all the bets that are being placed.
You think maybe a race could be fixed?
I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing we can do.
What is that?
We can make sure that both the horse and the jockey are doubly guarded.
Well, how you do that, Mr. Britt?
We'll make a move as the Green Hornet. Come on, Cato. Get the mask and gun. We'll go out to the racetrack.
Manitoba, the top-heavy favorite, was never left alone. The man who slept in the stable with a high-strung horse was roused by the animal's uneasiness.
What's the matter, baby? Steady there. I want to see... Hey, what the...
There's a guard on duty.
That mask! The Green Hornet!
Confound you! Break that!
Help! Help the Hornet! The Green Hornet's here!
Yelling his head off. Hurry! Go on, drive! Well, that fellow certainly raised a howl, eh, Cato? Oh,
yes, Mr. Briggs.
Now that the Hornet has made a move against Manitoba, there'll be no chances taken.
We go back to city now?
Yes. Now we'll visit the jockey who's to ride Manitoba. Our visit will guarantee a bodyguard for him between now and the time of the race.
I'm getting out here, Cato. Take the car around the block. After I've apparently been frightened away by Skip Collins, I'll meet you at the corner.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
I hope young Collins is at home. Light in the house. I'll lead him into an argument, then make believe the gas gun fails when I try to shoot him. That'll do it. He'll howl to the police and...
Well, Collins, hello.
Oh, you, huh?
What's that?
You fluffed the job at the track, didn't you?
You don't seem surprised at this mask.
Why should I be? I heard the radio announcement.
The radio?
Sure. You made a fool move. Didn't you know Manitoba had a guard?
I'll step inside and get in there.
I half expected you'd be coming to see me. You guys don't take any chances, do you?
Guys? Who do you think's working with me?
As if you didn't know. sort of taken off my feet when I learned from the radio that the Hornet was mixed up in the handicap.
What are the angles, Collins? Are you following orders on that race?
What else can I do? I'll follow orders. But get this straight. After the handicap, I'm through. See, no more races for me. I'm throwing my whole career. Jeannie's worth it.
Jeannie? Your sister?
Yeah.
I see. Where is your sister?
How do I know?
Helen, sit down.
But I'm telling you...
Sit down. You're going to listen to me and you're going to get the surprise of your life. I'm here to make sure you ride that race to win.
Do what?
I said to win. Someone is going to take it on the chin when Manitoba comes home in front.
Yeah, and it'll be my sister.
I want to know everything. Who told you to throw the race? Who told you about your sister? When did you last see her? What threats have been made? Where does Kester fit into the picture?
Kester? A dirty double-crossing scum. He made out to be a friend. He got my sister a new job. Then a guy named Bates comes here.
Bates? Describe him.
Yeah, now wait. Wait, how do I know you're telling me the truth? How do I know
you... Tell me everything, Collins. I've been trying to figure Kester's game. I think I've got it at last. Now talk. I want facts.
Kester, I don't like that radio flash we had on the Green Hornet. Why'd he go to the track tonight?
How do I know? Hey, did you hear a door open?
Yes, what of it? Maybe a servant coming in.
Not the front door, I mean...
Kester, I want
good
you.
Master the Hornet.
I don't need you, Gray.
No, wait.
Just Kester.
Don't shoot.
Why not?
No. Good Lord, you shot him.
Just gas, Kester, but for you, there's something else.
No, don't hit me.
Where's Dean Collins?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Liar.
No, you...
Kester, you'd better know what he is. I'm here to get that information, and you'll give it to me or else.
No.
Want some more?
I...
Where's the girl?
I'll talk, but I...
Where?
She's in Lindhaven.
Lindhaven? What's she doing there?
I learned of a plot. A plot to capture her. So her brother could be made to throw the race. I sent her there. I told her to lie low until after the race, to stay in hiding.
Thanks, Kester. And as for those punches you got, you can thank Bates for those.
Bates? For that double-crossing...
So he is your man. That's what I wanted to know.
Huh?
You sent him to call on Collins. You're playing the handicap for Manitoba to lose.
No.
If that's to go on, we'll look around and see what we can find in this office of yours.
Oh, but
I won't need you anymore.
No, don't.
Take it.
No.
You and Gray can sleep it off. If Custer was counting on Manitoba to lose, he has records somewhere. And I'm going to find them. Peter, we've got to travel.
What happened, Mr. Britt?
Kester is betting against Manitoba. And his stooges are scattered all over the city where the other bookies used to be. Look here, I found his records.
Well, what will you do with them, Mr. Britt?
We're going to take them to a girl who's hiding in a hotel in Lindhaven. Get going. Please open the door quickly. I've come from Kester.
Oh, just a moment.
Please, Jean, don't be alarmed.
You're mad. What? Why, you're the Green Hornet. How did you know?
I had to knock the hotel clerk out to find what room you had.
But,
I've got to get out of here before he comes to. We've both got to get out.
You said you came from Kester.
Jean, believe what I tell you. Kester's a crook.
No.
He posed as a friend, won your confidence by getting you a job, then told you to hide here. Your brother thinks you've been abducted. He thinks he's got to lose tomorrow's handicap to save your life.
I've heard about you. You're the Green Hornet. I don't believe a word you tell me.
You've got to believe me. Here, examine these papers. Kester's men are scattered all over the city. They're taking bets on Manitoba. If Manitoba wins, those men will be back to the wall.
But you what?
I'm counting on your brother to kick Manitoba home in front. He's got to know that you're all right. Take these records, go to the police. They'll let your brother know that you're safe and protect you until the race is over. Look at these papers. I'm going to telephone your brother and tell him you're safe.
It's the Island Handicap, the last race of the day, and the heavy favorite is Manitoba.
Mr. Reed, you turned the radio off.
Just for a moment, Miss Case. I've been wondering about Axford and Lowry. I thought they were coming in to listen to the raid.
Michael's still at police headquarters.
He's been there all day. Hasn't he called in? Hasn't he reported at all?
No, sir.
Hey, boss, isn't it about time for the raid to start?
Yes, Lowry. I'll turn the radio on.
Oh, Michael will be sorry to miss this.
Oh, maybe the big dope went off the racetrack.
Is Gunnigan holding the front page?
Oh, sure. Kester's news. What's up?
Himself in a box. He's trapped at the far turn. At the half, it's Far Cry, Mudboat, Dunleavy, and the rest of the bunch. Manitoba can't get out.
Oh, and my dough's on Manitoba.
He's not sure Axford would be in from headquarters with news by this time.
Collins sees an opening. He's making a bid. Yes, he's passing through. He's out.
Oh, he's out of the box. You hear that?
What a heart that Manitoba has. There he goes. He's breaking out. Now running fourth. He's going after Dunleavy. Manitoba has a chance to get into the money. Now there's a three-quarter. It's Far Cry, Mudboat, with Dunleavy and Manitoba neck and neck for third.
Come on, Manitoba.
Got the inside of the turn. Manitoba's past Dunleavy. Here he comes. Oh, what a rider. What a horse. What a jockey. I wish you could see the way that Manitoba's stepping out. He's overtaking Mudboat. There he goes. Manitoba's second. They're in the stretch. It's Far Cry, Manitoba, Mudboat.
Oh, come on, Manitoba.
Now Manitoba's up to Far Cry. They're neck and neck. It might be a photo finish. But no. Manitoba's got the strength. There he goes. The nose ahead.
Boy, what a horse, what a rider, what a race I got myself a...
Hey, Reeves!
Axford!
Oh, something's sake, have I got a story?
Yeah. Where have you been, Axford?
I was at cop's headquarters, and who do you think was there?
Who?
Jeannie Collins, the sister of Skipper the Jockey. She was there with a whole bunch of papers and notes and information showing that Kester had guys all over the city taking the place of the bookies he and the DA closed up.
Yeah?
The cops got busy with a lot of warrants. They've got men watching all those places to crack down when the island handicap is over. And it's time to pay off the bets.
Oh, boy.
What about the girl?
Kester told her there was a plot to abduct her. And told her to go into hiding out of town. The truth is, Kester wanted her in hiding so he could make her brother think that she'd been captured. Skip was to throw the race to save his sister's life.
Well, did she let Skip know that she was safe?
No. She said Skip wouldn't throw a race for anything. He's too honest. Hey, turn on the radio. Let's hear the race.
Oh, he did. It's all over. And Manitoba won.
Yeah? Oh, by golly, so Skip came through just like Jeannie said he would. By this time, I bet there's fireworks popping on all them bookie places.
Well, I hope so.
Reed, wait till you hear the best part of the story. Who do you think told Jeannie Collins that Kester was a crook? It was the Green Harlot.
Remember, get a model city that looks just like a real city without sending in a penny. To get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the assortment of Cheerios, Wheaties, and Kix in individual packages. Right on the Betty Crocker cereal tray is Model City. Hurry, get the Betty Crocker cereal tray tomorrow, and Model City is yours without extra cost. You've been listening to The Green Hornet, brought to you by the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the cereal assortment of individual packages of Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix. Special offer. Cheerios now offers you not one, not two, not three, but actually four wonderful Walt Disney pocket-sized comic books. All four for only 10 cents and one Cheerios box top. Each book 32 pages thick. You get 128 pages in all brand new stories. This amazing offer, yours only on big regular-sized packages of Cheerios. Get the big regular-sized package of Cheerios tomorrow and send for your four Walt Disney pocket-sized comic books. Be with us again next week at this same time when General Mills will again present The Green Hornet. This copyrighted feature originates in Detroit, and all characters, places, and incidents used are fictitious. Fred Foy speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.